For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
8:37 on WMAL. We're Washington Cubs to talk, headed into the Memorial Day weekend. We've got a lot here for you still left in this half hour. We're going to talk about Hillary and her emails and some interesting developments there. But joining us right now is Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. Hello, Brett. Good morning to you.
Hey, morning, guys.
All right. So, hey, I hear that you got a little news that there are some negotiations underway over at the Fox News Channel. A little birdie just told me.
Yes. We've been talking for the past couple of days with the Sanders campaign and the Trump campaign about a possible debate before the June 7th California primary. And those things are progressing, believe it or not.
Really?
Are
they taking it seriously?
Real interest, and it's not a joke, and it's happening, and some event will happen before the primary. We're kind of working out the details, so we'll see if we have something to announce.
Wow! Some event will happen.
I think there's either going to be this full blown debate, which we're trying to get across the finish line, or there may be a town hall. But I think the debate is still very much a possibility.
Wow!
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Well, I mean, what about the Donald suggestion that, you know, that somehow there needs to be some money involved and that the money might even go to charity?
Yeah, we're working that out. It's not, you know, it won't be from the network, but it's there are multiple conversations going on. So it's not going to be precedent setting when it comes to that front, but it will both campaigns are still very interested.
But the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party squaring off in a one-on-one debate or maybe town hall with the what appears to be the runner-up for the Democratic Party prior to the last four primaries. I mean, talk about precedent setting. Why not, Brett Baer, after everything else that's happened this primary season? Right?
Really unique, right?
Yeah.
The case being, for both of them, it's upside. I mean, the person who's not there, who, by the way, is also invited and turned down the debate that we had suggested before California, and also is invited to this but is not interested, is Hillary Clinton. And, you know, if one would assume that that is going to be some of the focus of their talking points up on the stage, Trump contrasts, you know, the Democratic Socialist candidate from Vermont. Sanders holds his own against the Republican nominee to be, and you know, I think they both look at it as an opportunity, not a problem.
All right. Well, and we can't let this week go by without talking about the big story of this week, which was this Inspector General's report regarding Hillary's email server. A really damning report. I mean, first she said, you know, well, I did it for convenience. And then we have this email that suggests, well, no, it wasn't about convenience. It's about protecting her private email from discovery. And then she said, you know, it was always permitted. But now she says, well, I thought it was okay. I mean, it really has been a very not a good week for Hillary Clinton.
No, I agree with you. And that report, you know, for all of the Clinton efforts and her efforts to say it's just a slap on the wrist and not much new there, there really was new there. And you now see perhaps why she didn't sit and get interviewed by the state inspector general as all of her predecessors involved did.
And as this shakes down, I mean, we just had Eleanor Clift on in the 7 o'clock hour. And I mean, listen, first of all, she's already saying goodbye to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Eleanor is, because she thinks the Sanders people will demand a scalp. She's talking about the Sanders camp's influence over the platform committee that's already starting to show some signs. And but yet we all think Hillary is going to win this. Mrs. Clinton is going to win this. With all of these things piled up, though, she really is sort of emerging, Brett, as less than strong and dominating going into her own convention.
No, I mean, think about the script that we had months ago, where it was going to be a contested convention in Cleveland. The Republican Party was going to be fighting for every scrap, every delegate. And now you have this focus not on Cleveland, which is going to be now a coronation, we assume. It's
right.
going to be a production to build up Donald Trump. Now it's Philadelphia, and what's going to happen with the Democratic platform? Will it be pulled way far to the left that hurts Hillary Clinton in the general? And the fact that she's kind of hobbling across the finish line here with this Inspector General report and possibly, frankly, losing California, if you look at the latest polls, that's a real problem for her.
Well, so I want you to put a percentage on it. What do you think the percentage is that you guys at Fox are going to be able to work out something with Sanders and with Donald Trump?
Yeah, right, imagine we're playing debate roulette. Like
right,
you
debate
do,
roulette. Right? Okay, so if I'm debate casino,
right.
I would put, so if I had $100 in chips, I would put 75 that something happens, some event that is on TV happens that includes both of those people.
All right.
Now, if you're asking me like for a debate, you know, back and forth, and the specifics there, that's probably down to maybe a $25 chip.
All right. So, but you're,
something's up.
Hold on, you're not leaving any chips left over to join me, Brian Wilson, and Charles Krauthammer at the bar drinking our martinis.
That's right. Wine, women, and song is what Charles
bets on. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. All right, Brett Baer, always
listen,
good to
Brett,
have
you. Thank you, and thanks for the little heads up.
Yeah.
We'll be watching and be listening very carefully to see what kind of announcement comes out.
I mean, it could be Super Bowl numbers. Who knows?
Man.
Oh, man, I think you're right.
Have a great Memorial Day weekend here in the nation's capital with the whole Brett Baer family, Brett.
All right, we'll see you guys. You too.
Right. 8:43 on WMAL.